Spirit Radio Podcasts.
The charity Mary's Meals feeds over 1.5 million of the world's poorest children every day when they attend school. And for so many of those children, this food they receive, having a full belly, it's their only daily meal, but it's what helps them to learn and in so many cases to thrive. Now, alongside their feeding programs, Mary's Meals also run emergency relief work. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, because Mary's Meals are currently running an emergency response appeal to support their partners in Ethiopia. Have you heard much about the current situation in Ethiopia? There's been very little discussion on it here in Ireland, but I know our next guest will be able to tell us a little bit more about the current situation. It's great to have with us on the line the founder of Mary's Meals, Magnus McFarlane Barr. Magnus, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
No, good morning. Great to join you again.
So tell us about what the current situation in Ethiopia is.
Well, it's a really painful one. Back in November last year, conflict erupted in Tigray, in the north of the country. There's long been tension between that part of the country and the central government, and that exploded into violence and conflict ever since. And you know, you mentioned there in your introduction, you know, that maybe people haven't heard much about this situation. And I think one of the reasons for that is that most of it has played out behind an almost complete communications blackout. No access to internet, no access to telephone communications for most of the people of Tigray during this time. And only very limited access for aid organizations. It so happened that we've been working in Tigray for many years. Our school feeding program has been operating there for many years. So we were feeding about 24,000 children there before this conflict.
And were you able to continue that, Magnus, or what happened with that particular element of the program?
Well, all the schools have closed down right now. There's been enormous disruption. Probably at least 2 million people have been displaced. Tigray only has a population of about 6 million. So about 2 million of them have fled their homes. The UN estimate that about 4.5 million people are in need of emergency aid. So it's been catastrophic. So no, our normal school feeding program has been adapted to become an emergency response. So we've got these amazing trusted partners there who are nuns, who I can't name for their own safety and security reasons, but we continue to work through them. And many of the schools, in fact, have become temporary centres for displaced people. They've become homes for people who've got nowhere else left to live. And amongst the many displaced people pouring into the city are unaccompanied children who've lost their parents. And so it's just this appalling situation where there is a desperate need for emergency help.
And just how dangerous it is, a situation, Magnus, as you've touched on there, for the few who are on the ground, as you mentioned, these religious sisters who are trying their best to assist these people. How then are we able to get help to those who are on the ground, and how are we able to try and support what they're doing when essentially it's you're trying to protect them and their identities and even just the difficulty of trying to get aid into the area at the time? How's it all working?
Yeah, no, and thank God for those sisters, because if it wasn't for them and their incredible courage, we wouldn't be able to do anything. You know, so they are still there, as they have been all these years, and through them we are able to help, thank God. But even the sisters themselves are suffering so much personally. There's no one who hasn't been affected in horrible ways by this conflict there. The main sister there, who's a good friend of mine, I'm talking to her, you know, at least once a week at the moment. She just messaged me before this call, in fact. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago I phoned her, and she just had news that 13 members of her own family had been killed. And that's just what everyone's experiencing there. So those sisters are both dealing with their own trauma and loss, and trying to care for these thousands of people who are streaming into the city, and they are able to do something really effective right now. So we are funding them to buy food. So there is a certain amount of food available locally to buy, and we're currently feeding 11,000 of those displaced people who are mainly living in these schools in the city. So that's our current focus. And over and over again, the sisters are just telling us, you know, that as well as the importance of that, of those material things, the food and the clothing and the blankets we're providing, it's just that knowledge that they haven't been forgotten about, because they feel so isolated, so forgotten by the world in this situation, you know. So we've been doing things like, a couple of months ago, we organized a global rosary for peace in Tigray, and the sisters were able to join us on a call with people from lots of different countries in the Mary's Meals family. And just that sense of not being forgotten, of that sense of solidarity and being loved, is a really important thing through
really
this
powerful.
For us and for them.
Yeah, it sounds like, Magnus, in terms of just your connection on the ground of the sisters, and thank God you've been able to feed a certain number of people. Presumably the need is much greater than that. What do you need people that are listening to be able to do to try and to grow the number that you're able to help on the ground there in Tigray?
Well, you know, we can do so much more, and the need is so much greater. And we have had an incredible response globally to this appeal for help, and actually especially in Ireland. So I was intrigued when you mentioned that maybe many people in Ireland haven't heard so much about this situation, because it's been staggering how generous people in Ireland have already been. And a really wonderful thing happened. I was talking to Sister in Tigray a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about this theme of not being forgotten, and she said, we were watching the local television station the other day there in a public place, and there were crowds of people around the screens for the news. And she said there was an announcement that Mary's Meals in Ireland had launched an appeal for the people of Tigray. And she said this enormous roar went up from everyone who was watching about this idea that people in Ireland were not forgetting them. And so just that, you know, the need is acute. People are really, really scared about starvation. There are reports already of people starving to death in Tigray, and so this is life and death stuff, and we are able to reach not just those 11,000 people currently, but many more if people support this appeal.
And finally, Magnus, I just wanted to ask you, just in general, just thinking of the work that Mary's Meals does and what we're in the midst of at the moment in a pandemic, and of course you're working in many countries where the healthcare system, you know, could be thousands of miles, where there's only a few doctors that people can access. How has it affected you being able to help people during the pandemic?
Well, generally, thank God, we have been able to keep going with it, with providing children with meals every day. That's our promise to them, and it's a very dear promise to us. So even when schools have had to close for public health reasons across the world, we've been able to keep providing rations at home, parents coming to the stores at our schools and taking those meals at home. So that's wonderful. We've been able to keep doing that. But what we see, and more clearly even in recent weeks, is just the terrible impact that this global pandemic is having on the very poorest communities in the world. You know, where poverty is becoming even more acute, where there's even more hunger. You know, so we just see the need for this work is greater than ever. And we're just so grateful and moved by all those supporters around the world who aren't forgetting, you know, who might have an excuse to in this situation where we're all facing so much uncertainty and new challenges, you know, that so many people are just not forgetting that promise to the poorest in the world, and that's really why we can keep going.
Magnus, thank you so much for the work that you are doing with Mary's Meals, and thank you for joining us on the programme today. That was Magnus McFarlane Barra, the founder of Mary's Meals. If you want to support the current appeal for the crisis in Ethiopia, you can get all the details on their website, which is marysmeals.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.